Islam is the way of life. Islam is the complete way of life. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the complete way of life. Islam is the complete way of life. Is the complete way of life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are so many benefits and excellence for reciting Durood Sharif upon the beloved Master Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It comes out in one narration of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regard to the significance and importance of sending Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That if a person out of love and devotion and affection for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sends a single Durood Sharif in honor, respect and love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the outcome, what is the significance and excellence for this one single Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It comes out in narration of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if a person recites merely one Durood Sharif in honor and respect and love and reverence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jalla will shower upon that person 10 mercies, subhanallah. So, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, let us, out of love and affection for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, send Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dearest Madani channel viewers, welcome to our series, and in today's topic we're discussing about preparation for death. So let us make good intention. I too make good intention that insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, from the very beginning to the end of this program, you also make intention that you will pay attention and listen attentively to the discourse with the intention to gain the reward and pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And insha'Allah, I too also make good intention that I too am sincerely giving this discourse for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and I intend to practice upon what I insha'Allah will try my level best in the discourse to preach. And I hope you too as well at home, you would try your level best to make that righteous intention to practice upon what you learn, as well as insha'Allah share it with others. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If we have to look, if there's only one thing that is certain about life, it is that without any shred of doubt, life will definitely come to an end. And this question of what is it that happens after death is a question that has been something that has intrigued, that has worried, that has made many people to ponder over and think about. Us as human beings since the beginning of time, we can look at the journey of a deceased human being when left to natural causes at two levels. At the psychological level, the transformation that occurs is that, one, we can witness, so we see that the heart stops. We see that when a person dies, the heart stops beating, the lungs stops breathing, and the body, it gets starved of blood and oxygen. This termination of blood flow to the outer extremes of the body leads to the implement of the skin. Then, with the oxygen cut off, cells begin to breathe in a difficult way for a time, producing that acid which causes the stiffening of the person's muscles. Then as the cells begin to decompose, the stiffening wanes, the temperature drops, and the flesh begins to rot until all that is left is all dried out bones. That is the journey the soul takes after death, and is very different in that it cannot be witnessed, nor can it be experienced through scientific inquiry or experimentation. It is simply beyond human capacity to do that. This is where, within our Islamic tradition, as well as other traditions, the concept of hereafter comes in. A life beyond death, resurrection, and a day of reckoning, all of which falls under what we refer to as the knowledge that is unseen, the knowledge beyond us. The only way in which man can come to know anything of the unseen world is through divine revelation of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So generally speaking, if you can ask anyone to define death, you'll be told that death essentially is the absence of life. Human being out there would think of what is death. However, if you look through the Quran, what does Allah Azza wa Jalla tell us?
تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير.
Allah Azza wa Jal, He makes it clear for us in the Holy Quran. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He tells us with regard to this life, what is the reason why we have life.
الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا.
Blessed is the one who has in his hands the dominion and dominion, and he has power over all things. The one who has created death and life to test you. So we see that Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal mentions that He has created death, which is very interesting, because again, the general perception of people is that death does not have an independent existence. Rather, death is non-existence of life, which is the common belief what people and in general human beings think. There is a prophetic hadith or tradition of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he is reported to have stated that on the day of judgment, death will be personified. That is, death will be brought in the form of a ram and slaughtered. Our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his advice us to reflect upon death as a means of staying focused on our journey to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. In one hadith, he is reported to have stated, frequently remember death, the destroyer of all pleasures. So there are certain benefits that are ascribed to the remembrance of death. Ata ibn Rabih radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a tabi'i among us, the students of Sayyiduna Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, says that there are three benefits of remembering death. There are three benefits of remembering death. You want to understand, how do we make this preparation for death? How does one make this preparation? So Ata bin Rabih rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, great tabi'i, he says that there are three benefits of remembering death. تَعْجِيلُ التَّوْبَةِ. Number one is تَعْجِيلُ التَّوْبَةِ, that you'd hasten the repentance. That is, a person hurries to try and make tawbah. If you are always thinking about death, now this is what comes in when a person constantly remembers death, will be naturally thinking about the hereafter, and consequently, we would prepare for it. Because there is no guarantee for the amount of time that is available to us. I may be, right now you watching the Madani channel, alhamdulillah, and right now you are able to visualize and see me before you,
In one moment may be a very different situation and scenario that I can even write in front here, right as you see me drop dead. This is what happens because nobody is guaranteed of what will happen the very next moment or the very next second. Now number two, as Sayyiduna Rabi' stated, that there are three things that you need to put in mind when preparing for death. Number two is ar-ridha bil qalil. Ar-ridha bil qalil, to be content with less. Right? So whatever Allah Azza wa Jal would give us, we would be happy with it. We would be satisfied and pleased because we know that this is a temporary residence. This is not where we belong. Therefore, we wouldn't give it that much of concern and attention. So whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla gives us, Alhamdulillah. Kullu man alayha fan. Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us in the whole Quran, all that dwells upon the earth will surely come to perish. So this concept of fana, of perishing, is very important because if we are able to internalize it, our perspective on this world and all that it has to offer completely changes. So when one tries to imagine that one day I will leave this world, one day or the next very minute I won't be in existence, so it changes the way a person looks at this life of this world. It automatically makes a person to think more deeper. And once an alim was asked by a newly appointed king. The king asked this alim for advice. So the alim said that if you are asking for advice, now look at it. He says, if the power that you have now had lasted with the one that was before you, the one that you have inherited the power from you, if he had to take this power with him forever, or if it had to carry on with him, you would not have reached to you. It would not have reached to you. So you are here because someone else is gone, or somebody else is taken out of office. Now you assume that power, or their term is over, or they have died. Now you assume that power, you assume that responsibility, and now you assume that position. That's why it has come to you. And as it did not last with that person before you, what is that important realization that has to come into you is that it would also never last forever with you. So when we look at this scenario and this situation and this example, that is fana. That is tells us everything will come to an end. Nothing of the pleasure of this dunya is complete. Well, what do we mean? There is nothing of the blessings that we enjoy in this world except that we experience its deterioration. Health itself. When we have health, we fall ill. When we have wealth, we experience financial crisis, financial difficulties. Families, we experience all kinds of issues. That is why the ulama say that if Allah Azza wa Jalla were to make everything perfect in this world, then how would people have thought about the hereafter? That is to say, if everything had to stay forever in its state, today you have something new, you are excited, you have so much joy and happiness, you have so much interest in that thing because it is new. But as the time passes by, that very thing, the quality begins to deteriorate. The very shiny thing that you had, now the shining and all the quality starts to fade away. So if Allah Azza wa Jalla had to make everything perfect in this world, then there wouldn't be reflection and thinking of the hereafter, and there would not be a case where we ourselves would try to ponder and take seriously our life in preparation for the life hereafter. Every pleasure would eventually diminish in dunya. So we will not compete with the people of this world over this world. So we should not compete. In other words, this competition that we have, this is what brings about, you know, that rivalry, and that rivalry that we have, it keeps us going on in focusing on the material things, on acquiring more and more things, that in itself, in the end result, is that it makes us to forget the preparation of our own end of time. So, what the ulama say, and that would cause you to have tranquility in your heart. What makes people anxious is competing over material things, because nothing can really satisfy the desires of human beings. As our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that, if the son of Nabi Adam ala Nabina alayhi salatu salam has a valley of gold, he would request another one and nothing will satisfy his greed except that. So when we go back to the dirt, that would close or terminate all of those desires. So the person who is always thinking about death will not fight over this world, realizing what? Realizing its temporary nature and not worth fighting for. So if we look and ponder over the life of this material world, one would be left but pondering that I have pondered upon the affairs of humanity. This is a poetry. They say, I have pondered upon the affairs of humanity, be it Arabs or non-Arabs, young or old, male or female, rich or poor, but the poet says, I found that they all had one thing in common. I pondered over the affairs of people in this world, whether Arab or non-Arab, whether young or old, male or female, whether if any color, any tribe, rich or poor, the poet says, I found that they all had one thing in common. What is that one thing? That they all agreed in ridding themselves of anxiety. I have not found a better cure for anxiety than reflecting upon the matters of the hereafter. Because at that point, everything becomes so insignificant compared to what is waiting for a person on the day of judgment. So when a person is dying, they go through this period before death called ihtidar. And this is a stage in between where a person is going through the change from dunya to akhirah. To better relate to this, imagine you are in a room with another person who is sleeping, and that person then wakes up suddenly in a state of shock and mentions that he or she saw this nasty dream. Now, if you had a chance to look at that person's face moments before they woke up and shared their dream with you, you would never have thought that this person is actually going through all that experience or that frightening experience that he just related to you. What would you see is a person who's resting quietly and peacefully and is at peace, yet in those very moments of his sleep, that very person is actually in fact experiencing the pain that he or she experienced whilst in that dream. In the same manner, when a person dies, that person may appear to be at peace, but that person is actually experiencing bliss or otherwise, depending on the nature of the person's deeds and actions that person spent in his life, that person may be facing such difficult punishment and going through such a horrible time. For the disbeliever and evildoer, Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ يَتَوَفَّى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ وَذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقُ ذَلِكَ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Even for the believer, there could be some anxiety. So Allah Azza wa Jalla provides comfort to the believer through glad tidings. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. What Allah Azza wa Jalla says, subhanallah. Verily, those who say our Lord is Allah, and they stay firm on them, the angels who descend, saying, fear not nor grieve, but receive the glad tidings of Jannah, which you have been promised. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi ta'ala anhuma narrated that his beloved father Sayyiduna Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, while on his deathbed and in the state of that state of experiencing death, said, La ba'ath, la ba'ath, not yet, not yet, which left those who were witnessing this with much concern. So when Sayyiduna Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi regained consciousness, and his son Sayyiduna Abdullah rahmatullahi alayhi asked him why he said that, Sayyiduna Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied that Shaytan was standing right next to me, biting on his fingers, saying, Oh Ahmad, you have slipped out of my hand. So I was telling him, No, no, not yet, not yet, not until I die. So Shaytan was clearly upset that Sayyiduna Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had slipped off his hands. And subhanallah, this is the life of believers, that we continue to strive and struggle against Shaitan until we die, because he would never give up. One of the scholars has said that the reason this happens is that this is the last chance that Shaitan has with you. So if he misses you in that last moment, he will never have a chance with you again. That is why Shaitan puts great emphasis and give special attention to the last moment of our lives. So if we put a criteria to ourselves and think about it, if we are losing to Shaitan, now when the battle is easy, what would happen to us? When we approach our death, when things get tough, and when we are at our weakest, when we, in terms of our limbs, spiritually, bodily, we are weak. These are the fitan, and that's why we say, Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min fitnatil mahya wal mamat. We seek refuge in you, Allah Azza wa Jal, from the fitna of life and death. This is the fitna of death. And as our ulama mentioned, that we don't expect that Allah Azza wa Jalla would allow anyone who spend their life on the straight path to be misled during the time of their death. But it is equally important we should always pray and make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal for His help and His guidance. Man mata ala shay'in bu'itha alayhi. Whoever dies on something would be resurrected on it. So if you die in Hajj, in Ihram, making talbiyah, our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will be resurrected reciting the very talbiyah that you died whilst reciting. If you die as a shaheed on the battlefield, our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you would come out on the day of Qiyamah with your wounds bleeding. That is why that the most important stage of our life is that it must come with a good ending. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. Surely in this earth are signs for those who are seeking yaqeen, who are seeking that reality, who are seeking that firmness. How many of us have witnessed death of a loved one in the last 5 years and been to the graveyard to attend burial? We have put dust on them. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. From death did we create you, and to it shall we retain you, and from it we shall bring you out once again. So we see a person who is healthy, wealthy, walking around us, interacting with us, turn into dust. وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ. If one sees akhirah, then the dunya becomes eclipsed. It doesn't seem bright anymore because fana comes on it. One of the Sahaba of the beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a Sahaba from the Ansar who was dying in Uhud. Our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked about him. So the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in, went around and found him at the last moment of his life. So he was told that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking about you. Kaifa tajiduk? How are you feeling? He said, Inni ajidu rihal jannah. Subhanallah. Tell my beloved Aqa, tell my beloved Master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I smell the fragrance of Jannah. When Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was dying, his wife said, what a calamity. He said, there is no difficult after this day. He said, tomorrow I meet my beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his beloved Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in. So the Quran continue to remind us about the Akhirah time and again, because it is one of the most denied things. Even some people claim that they are Muslim, they do not have certainty about Akhirah. Yaqeen of Akhirah doesn't mean we do not enjoy dunya, but we need to put things in their right perspective. Once Aqa, beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was given some nice clothes which he wore and then delivered a khutbah. So later, when our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was among his Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhi majma'in, the Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhi majma'in started to touch the garment, the beautiful kurta of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ata'jabuna min hadi? Are you amazed by these clothes? And they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is so soft and nice. He said, by Allah azza wa jal, the chadar or the handkerchief of Sa'd ibn Mu'adh in Jannah is better than these clothes I'm wearing. He brought them back to what al-akhirah. Don't let the dunya be in your heart. Don't let the dunya capture your heart. Don't let the material things overwhelm you such that you forget the very essence of why you have been created by Allah. That it leads you to forget Allah. That it leads you to forget about the beautiful conduct and sunnah of our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whereby putting a veil in front of you that you end up forgetting to make preparation for your death. So dearest Madani channel viewers, Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. We praise Allah and we give shukr to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. That alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami is giving us such a revolution that is right now in front of us in our very homes in the form of Madani channel. To bring this revolution in our homes, to change our lives, to bring that realization that when we ourselves make good preparation for death, and make good actions that will make us, inshallah, successful in the Akhirah. Dahabu bi sharafi dunya wa karamati al-akhirah. Would have earned the highest distinction of life and the highest honor of Akhirah. So let us begin to make good preparation for death by remembering death, by doing such good actions that will make us to be successful in the end, so that we don't lose to the battle with shaitan at the very end when we are weak. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us, inshaAllah, all of us tawfiq and hidayah that enable us that we make good preparation for death. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islam is the way of life. Islam is the complete way of life. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the complete way of life.